Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. In Luke 15:1, it is said, the Pharisees and others were gathered together to listen, and they were complaining. But it says, some others came near him to listen to him. And he took that opportunity to talk about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the son, lost son, and how there was great joy when they returned. And we see Jesus was more focused on his Father and not distracted. And when we are focused on the Lord, it says in Psalm 34:5, they looked unto him, they were not ashamed, but the faces were radiant. But what really caught my attention was there were people eager who came near him to listen to him, according to Luke 15:1. The next passage I want to look at is in Acts 10:33. Cornelius was a centurion who was faithful to God. And as he was looking to God, God asked him to go and get Peter. And then Peter was on the way. He had assembled people who had gathered in his house in Acts 10:33. Cornelius and his family was eager to listen to the word of God. What a beautiful picture. When we hunger and thirst after righteousness, the word of God says in Matthew 5:6, he will fill us. And the longing to know him. We all know about Paul. He loved Jesus so much. And in every letter he wrote, he would say, Lord Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, again and again and again. In this case, Cornelius, his family and other friends were waiting to hear the word of God, longing. And there's another passage in Acts 13:42. There we see that they were saying, begging that these things will be spoken, the word of God will be spoken. When Paul and Silas were separated for God's work and called to serve him, and we see how God uses different people. It says, really blessed me is they were literally, Acts 13:42, begging that these things would be spoken, longing. You know, when we really long for Jesus and want to know him, and it will change us. That's what in Romans 12:1-2 it says, that we may give ourselves as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, but being transformed by the word of God, renewing. And so we should long for God. So this year, let us really long for God. And then in Acts 17:11, the Bereans, with great eagerness, were digging into the word, getting to know it. And the word of God says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of kings to search out a matter. God wants us to know him. And when we know him, we will be so directed by the Spirit. It says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we are driven to share this good news because Jesus is coming. We are looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He loved us. He loved us to the end. Let us love him. And we love him. We'll have the same heart, same desire that to communicate this good news that God loves people. And God sent a Redeemer, and God sent us the Comforter, and God said, I will walk with you. And the Lord is our shepherd. He will lead us. He will guide us. What a great God we serve. Let us be longing to know him and live for him, that many will come into the kingdom of God. They will know Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And that scripture is so rich. Let us know the word of God. If possible, start writing one scripture a day. You will see what a transformation will happen in your life. And you'll be a blessing to many in the days and the years to come. Encourage your family, your children, your friends. God will do a great work. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.